Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, we're getting an unexpected amount of sharing.
Yeah, we are. Thank you, by the way.
Not on the Facebook post, because, you know, your name's right there.
But the email, Tom. Yeah,
email. Here's one. Leave my name out. My ex-girlfriend used to say she was taking care of her handicapped brother who was having breathing problems. He had cerebral palsy, but aside from that, pretty healthy.
So, and then, screw your brother. You can't say that.
The key to cheating is keeping your mouth shut.
This is a dude, right?
Yeah. Don't say my name or don't say your name. Put it in the subject line. I've been in a side relationship for 8+ years. We see each other often. We often meet over lunch for car sex, but every month or two we get a room.
You mean sex in the car? I prefer the word sex in the car. There's auto files out there.
Don't assume you know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Car sex means you're banging the car when I hear it now.
A tailpipe sex?
Yeah. Is that autophile?
Yeah, autophile.
That's the term?
I think it's something like that. But yeah, sex in the car.
Oh, this guy got his ducks in a row. Prepaid credit card for the hotel. I use the old client in town, team outing, or gathering work issue. We get the room around 2 p.m., leave around 8 p.m. Always be available if either spouse calls on the cell. Answer or be quiet if it is the other spouse. We laugh about different ways we should come out and tell everyone. One was coming on to your show. I don't know if I'd want to be part of that.
No, because I don't want to break other people's hearts, you know.
I don't want to be part of
it. Greg does it every day. Yeah, I don't want to be out. Are they going to leave their other for each other?
Yeah.
Well, then just do it. Just do it then. No, I don't want to be a part of that either.
No. We devastate enough people without trying.
Right.
We're not going to make a concerted effort.
All right, let's call your wife.
I'm not going to do that. I mean, we get a bad enough rep anyway with certain things. We had that years ago. There was somebody called the show a long time ago and said something about they were cheating, and they called our bosses. It was Todd and Tyler's fault. We found out we were cheating. Remember that whole bit? It was stupid.
And I don't think there was even cheating involved. It was just like they were friends.
Right. It was weird.
But somebody got pissed. This one says, I used to cheat, use my work as an alibi, saying I'd have to work late, although my side girl was a boss. I would also use my hobbies to tell her. I went fishing a lot.
Rub trout in his neck?
Yeah.
Like Nick does? First of all, I couldn't tell my wife I was fishing because she knows I don't fish.
No.
That's stupid.
And if you show up smelling like fish, shouldn't you have a fish?
Yeah, you should have a... When you were telling that story, I thought the guy was going to borrow one of their fish.
Do you offer to buy him something?
Can I have one of these fish?
Yeah. He's a catch and release guy, obviously.
Good one.
He's got a big heart.
Yeah. I was finally honest, got permission, and now in a polyamorous relationship.
Whoa, that's not going to happen with anybody.
That's rare.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's not cheating.
This is Julie.
Not anymore.
Right. Hey, Julie.
What's your excuse, Julie?
I just love that line. What's your excuse for living? Go ahead, Julie. What's going on?
I would tell my ex-husband that I was living with that I was going to study, and I would pack my stuff and go study, but would leave early and come home late.
So you were you were taking classes somewhere, right? At the time,
I was.
So. Mm-hmm. And you would just go to the school the school library? That's where you thought you were?
No, we would go study at people's houses, so it was pretty convenient. So.
Oh,
all right. Was this before cell phones?
No.
Okay, so when he called you, what did you say? You know, be quiet? Of course,
part of the study group.
Yeah.
I just didn't answer the phone.
Oh, okay.
Didn't have to.
Oh, because you were studying.
Yeah. My ex-husband.
Well, now it's ex now. So how long were you cheating on him before you got snagged, or did you get snagged?
Never did. So, however, he cheated on me for many years while we were married. So, you know.
Yeah, screw him then.
We tried to work it out, and it wasn't working.
All right. You available?
I would also tell him I was going to my best friend's house, and I did. He just didn't know that I was having sex with my best friend.
Did he come home with smelling like bass or anything? There's a lot of guys in this area of fish. So I'm thinking a lot of guys are rubbing fish on their body. You get that excuse from him?
Nope.
Right. Thank you,
Julie. No, his was always work.
Got it. Oh, so you were both cheating, and then you both thought you were getting away with it, but neither one of you cared, it sounds like.
No, he cheated first.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And after I gave him a second chance and he cheated, then I was like, forget it, and then I cheated.
All right. Good for you.
Went to study some dude's crotch.
Yeah.
Thank you, Julie.
Daddy in.
See, women can't do that. I rubbed the bass on me. You know, you smelled like that yesterday.
Well, unless she's one of them hot Fisher chicks.
Yeah, I know. I know you guys.
You know, social media.
I think they pose for money, and then they don't fish.
We got to get more Fisher chicks on the Tan Line Tuesday.
Yeah, well.
Some guys really dig that.
I know. Like sounds like you do.
Or like a woman who has a big javelina hog that she just shot. That turns a lot of guys on.
Well, those guys are freaks. I can see a fish.
Is this a window into your soul, Todd?
No. I get it. No. I get why some guys would really be turned on by that.
I don't. The fishing part, I can see. You're just fishing.
Well, there's a reason. There's some outdoor shows.
Some chick with a gun, a bullet through a hog's head is not sexy.
I don't know the name of it, but
she's
I've seen
scary
it.
Scary woman.
Maybe she'll shoot me like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
On the Outdoor Channel, and it's two pretty attractive women who are going after deer.
Yeah.
And you know a lot of guys watch it just to look at those chicks.
Oh,
they have no interest in deer hunting.
No.
They just like a chick who hunts.
True.
All right, this is Zach.
Hey, Zach.
Hey, guys, what's up?
All right, thank you in advance for sharing.
So this wasn't me. This was a buddy of mine. He's actually my roommate in college. I wasn't home, and they were home, so I came home, just sat my butt on the couch, opened a beer. But I've known this girl for a while because they've been dating for a while, and I'm used to her leaving in the evenings because she's a server at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
So if they come out of the room, and I don't look because I'm just so used to it. I just hear them walk towards the door. I'm like, see you later, Tiffany. All of a sudden, I hear really loud from the girl, who is Tiffany?
So, I was like, ooh. You called her the wrong name?
Oh.
I called her by the girlfriend's name because I'm used to the girlfriend walking with them back.
Oh, who's Tiffany? And you're like a guy on a couch not paying attention. I love that. So what happened then? Did it blow up and you left? I would have left.
I went to my room. I was like, this beer sounds really good in my room. I'm going to go to my room with you guys. Later. Have a good night.
I love that story. You drop that bomb and get out of there.
Oh.
I can see you being on the couch not paying attention. Happens every day. Some girl comes out of the bedroom and leaves.
Reflex.
Sorry, I'm drunk. Have a good night.
Yeah, how do you get out of that one?
I don't know. You don't. You don't.
Who's Tiffany?
You don't.
I don't want to talk about it.
Right. I only love you tonight. Right.
You're Tiffany. No, I'm not.
What else excuses on there? What are written down?
Yeah. Any excuses that have been brought up?
Yeah. The women's top 10 cheating alibis, the alibis for women who are cheating. We've talked about going out to the gym, a night out with the girls, or meeting best friend. We heard that one already.
Yeah, but our best friends are dudes.
Well, yeah, but this is for women.
I'm getting naked.
You aren't one of them.
Yep, no, I'm not.
You've been treated like one. And you've asked to be treated
like
one.
Like the bitch I am.
Whose bit is it? He's a local guy that does something on stage about, you know, my wife says I'm her best friend. You're my best friend.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my best friend's Jim.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a local comedian, but that's a funny bit. That's a funny bit.
It is a great line.
Yeah.
You don't remember who that is.
Other excuses that women have used, working late in the office, socializing after work. I don't get this one, walking the dog.
I walk the dog every day.
There's nobody waving.
Come on up the stoop.
Is that enough time to go?
No.
It would have to be a neighbor thing.
Yeah, well, it doesn't take long.
It'd have to be very quick.
Yeah.
And you would have to not mind the dog watching, because you got to bring the dog with you.
Well, the dog,
you're walking the dog.
The dog ain't talking.
Well, your dog can hump their dog.
Yeah, good point.
Everybody's getting laid.
No, another neighbor would see you walking in that house. I just walked my dog around this big circle. If I went into somebody else's house, it'd be somebody said, I saw your husband walking into somebody's house.
You'll show up on their ring.
And I'm not exactly Mr. Sociable, so there'd be a big red flag.
Well, that and all the available, you know, side pieces are other retired dudes.
Right. Exactly.
You just have to carry a carton of eggs around with you.
Shopping is another one of the alibis that women use. Seeing relatives, gone for a beauty treatment.
Shopping and relatives are perfect because guys don't want to go with anybody. Oh, and, go ahead.
And going for a beauty treatment.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Got to go get such and such done, whether it's the hair or the nails or, you know, whatnot. And playing some sort of sport, whatever sport the girls are into.
All right.
That's the top 10 alibis for women. For men, playing golf that we talked about earlier, that's number two.
Is one of them, don't you worry about it?
No.
That seems to raise suspicions.
It does. But that's a lot of guys' excuses. Yeah. Don't you worry about it.
Where that's your business.
Yeah. You're not my mom. That's a good one. Try that with your wife.
Hey, I'll be back later. I'm going to be not cheating. Bye.
Watching football was apparently in the top 10 cheating alibis.
Yeah, a lot of women like to watch football now.
Going over to so-and-so's house to watch some ball.
No, my wife likes football, so I couldn't do that.
Missed that game. Working late in the office. Socializing after work.
Yeah, after work for us is 10:30 in the morning.
Right, but not for most people.
And we're really on the record about being anti-socializing after work.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
We've been really vocal about that. You want to do lunch? No.
No, it's not even like, not today. It's no.
No. It is an emphatic negative answer.
No way.
Also, boys' night out. Walking the dog. Again, I don't get that one.
No.
Going to the gym, I can see
that. You walk the dog for 10 hours. I mean, you know.
No, you probably walk the dog to a park and you have the sex in the car.
Or with the car.
Yeah,
with the car. Yeah.
The car's not going to tell anybody.
Yeah, no.
Tether the dog to the trunk.
Yeah.
Put the dog in the trunk.
Just rub the dog all over your neck so she smells dog on you. Yeah, walk the dog. Don't worry about it.
Little pooch probably kept up for a mile or so.
Oh, Patrice, this is worth revisiting in case people haven't heard your dad's answering machine story.
Oh, my dad was. I still keeps in touch with this woman, but he was dating a girl. Wow, this story's maybe 20 years old. He's dating a girl, and he's in the house with her, and I think they're in the bedroom actually. And
it's one of those answering machines, the tape answering machines that you can hear when somebody leaves a message.
So dad answers. He just clicks on, you know, call me, yeah. And all of a sudden, this woman's voice on it, and it's an older woman's voice too. So when she, all they said was, "Call me when she leaves." True story. And my dad's in the other room thinking,
I don't know that. I
think his girlfriend left the house that day. You can give him a buzz if you want. He's fun telling the story. And she said, call me. So he had nothing. It was a random lady, got a random wrong number, and just said, call me when she leaves. Total random. And we would never get, you'd never get away from that.
No.
Now, he got past it with this lady. They were still together for a while after that. But none of us would ever get past that. And I still have a phone like that. I still have a phone. My answer is set, so don't do this. You guys know my home number, man.
You can all just see the idea.
Don't call my home. No, I'm not going to say that. Right. I have a home. Don't call my. If you know my home number, I know you. I will hunt you and kill you.
Hey, don't worry. I won't tell her about that thing.
Right. It wouldn't work with us. We'd have to get one of the ladies from the office.
Yeah, she might recognize when we call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, just right over the speaker, right through the house, little ranch house, call me when she leaves.
Just
and
echoing.
Hang up.
Damn.
And it would be harder to do that with the caller ID.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
It's coming from the radio station.
Right. Yeah, you could find a random female voice and a random phone pretty easily.
And you could find a random job, too, with that voice.
Random.
Yeah. So,
yeah, but I
think you better leave that to Todd.
From her cell phone.
Well, I'll help him.
The only person I can't fire is Todd. You can't fire me, but
she would call that cell phone back.
Nick's going tomorrow.
Yeah. You would have to have a burner phone or something to do something diabolical like that.
It is diabolical. Right, call me when she leaves. It's just not diabolical. Worth the effort. Diabolical.
Merle says some women just start fights and leave. I think he's speaking from experience.
That's what you did.
Yeah.
A lot of guys do that.
Oh, yeah.
You want to get angry at somebody you're with so you feel justified going out whoring around.
Yeah.
It's so lame.
It's so easy to sabotage a relationship. Sometimes it takes a lot of effort, though.
Yeah.
I actually have to work late a couple of days this week.
Uh-oh.
My wife's going to think I'm out.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Do you, Nick?
Well, I think the one you want to use, besides a trout on your neck, because you're not fishing this time of year, well, you could be ice fishing, is don't you worry about it.
Right.
That works.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times when I work late, instead of calling from the cell phone to the parking lot, I'll call from the work phone.
So they see
she's not raising suspicion.
Yeah, that helps.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm on my way home.
Doesn't that suck? Because not just you, everybody feels completely faithful people have to worry about little stupid things just to avoid any conflict.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, I don't want her to have any doubt. Like,
exactly. Yeah. I know. But you know you're not doing anything, but you still have I don't blame you for doing it. I'm calling from that line. I'm not saying that. Guys are completely faithful. Still probably, I got to call up in the office so she doesn't think I'm doing something because I'm not doing anything and this is so lame, you know?
Yeah.
Other alibis for men to allow them to go cheating. Going to the gym is what they say they're going to do. Maybe playing some sort of sport. Of course, women don't want to accompany you for that.
No. Yeah. Mm-mm. I got softball practice.
Right.
I take my softball very seriously.
Or dart league, which means you're in a bar.
Yeah. Ping pong club?
Ping pong club. Yeah.
Theoretically, yeah.
What are the ping pong? Anybody cheating in the ping pong club?
No. Right. They just don't.
No, they want to play ping pong.
They do. Yeah. Everybody's lame.
Yeah, I know that. Well,
that's how you got into the club.
That's how I got into the club. Yeah. Everybody's lame.
Yeah.
I mean, I could get laid, but I really love ping pong.
I really love ping pong.
The camaraderie of the ping pong
yes,
club.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not giving that up for some chick.
They're not getting laid. They're not getting laid.
The first part of
We've
your premise is completely wrong.
Yeah.
I couldn't get laid.
No. We've seen that group. They're not getting laid. On the side, at least.
Yeah.
That was a perfect punctuation.
Oh, you could. I see the emails. You're the most sought-after member of the show.
No, he is. I'm talking about the rest of his ping pong club. They're not getting laid.
Oh, probably not.
No.
but I guess you do know them.
Right. I do. I met them. Nice guys.
We've seen those guys.
And seriously, there's ping pong, secondhand smoke, and stale farts. Right. I mean, how do you pass up on that?
Hey, those farts are fresh.
That's right.
I'm sure that
inside,
room is.
And they smoke inside
something.
The building, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It's legal to smoke at ping pong club, isn't it?
It is.
There's no rules that say no smoking in the house.
Oh, well, I think those rules were recently rescinded.
Somebody got cancer in the room? You?
Yeah.
No. No, that's not good enough to do it.
We don't care.
How about
if we're killing Craig sitting here?
How about somebody in the room got cancer twice?
No,
that'd be you.
That's not good enough.
Would they get new carpet or something?
No, they painted it.
Oh, yeah.
They painted it.
So wasn't one of their best friends cancer twice?
No.
Right, it's not radiation.
It's not.
I thought somebody's wife might have put their foot down.
Well, it was.
Okay. I can see that.
It wasn't quick.
It was because they just painted it, yeah.
Maybe we should stop smoking. This is the second time Craig's got cancer.
Nah.
I should stop.
See,
that.
Some people would argue I just got it the once. They just didn't catch all of it the first time.
Okay. Well,
I think the doctors might argue that.
Now, you should probably get a second opinion.
I think you got a second opinion.
I got a second opinion. So screwed the whole deal.
You're fine.
You mean that's what kept you alive?
Yeah. Some people would say that. Other people would say that's what screwed the whole deal.
Again, Craig, if you didn't beat the cancer, we'd have to find a new news guy. Right. Do you know how hard that would be?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That would suck.
I really don't know how hard that would be.
I don't know.
Think of us.
I floundered over there for a couple hours. That
yes,
was
you did.
Rough.
Yeah, it was rough.
Yeah, but you get through a couple hours and you're fine.
No, he wasn't.
It's not, no. Uh-uh. I was
relieved.
I did it during the first run of cancer once or twice, and that sucked.
Yeah, you're fine.
The audience notices the difference, and they are brutal.
Yeah. Well, you read the first part of the story, and you're like, oh, good, I'm in the clear. And then they ask a question, and you're like, there's more information in there. And like, it's tough.
Just say that's all the information I have. Like,
you're like, I don't know,
Craig
30%.
Does.
Yeah.
And to build on Todd's topic from yesterday, you can't hate me doing news any more than I hate me doing news.
That's true.
Trust me.
Well, the last two, Greg.
The last couple of cheating alibis that men use, you know, we're going out of the house to meet the best friend, kind of like the women were earlier, or seeing relatives.
And don't you worry about it.
And don't you worry about it.
I love that neither side.
Number 11.
Neither side wants to go see the other person's family.
That's true.
Yeah.
Not for any long periods of time. I mean,
not for long enough to knock some out.
Right. I'm walking the dog. I got a fish on my neck. Whatever. Just pick one. Pick one.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.